Well, hey friends, here we are kicking off a brand new year together on the Work-Life Harmony podcast. I am excited to start and launch a whole new year with you all together here. I am committed to showing up every single week in your earbuds or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And I'm not going to do what you all are probably expecting me to do here to kick off the new year. I'm not going to be talking about goal setting. All right. Instead, today on the podcast, I am going to be talking about what the key to success is in actually achieving any of the goals that you have for this year. So let's go ahead, jump in and get started. Welcome to the Work-Life Harmony podcast. I'm your host, Megan Summerall. I'm the creator of the Top Program and Top Planner, teaching all things time management, organization, and productivity for women. I'm also a mom and wife, and just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Guess what? You don't have to feel constantly overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. There is another way. When you have the right systems and tools to plan and manage your time, you can live a life of harmony. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time, planning, and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony. If you're ready to stop feeling overwhelmed, this is the show for you. And if you're new here, I'd love to get you started with my Work-Life Harmony Assessment. All you have to do is DM me on Instagram at Megan Summerall with the word harmony, and my team will send it right over. Hey there, welcome back to Work-Life Harmony. This is the first episode coming out in 2024, the new year. And if you are scrolling through your favorite podcasts, you are probably seeing that there are a ton of podcasts all around there, you know, new year, goal setting, new year, new you. Well, I am not going to do that today. Instead of talking about, you know, the importance of setting goals or creating your intentions or my least favorite New Year's resolutions, I don't believe in those. Instead, today, I want to talk about how in a new year, this is a great opportunity to review your systems. But you didn't see that coming. So what do I mean when I'm talking about systems? Well, I am referring to the things that you do, whether it's a specific task, a series of tasks, on a regular basis that support the things that you desire in your life. Now, there are some fantastic quotes from the book Atomic Habits by James Clear that I want to share with you. And then we're going to dive into some examples of what exactly I mean. Now, in his book, James says, if you're having trouble changing your habits, the problem isn't you. The problem is your system. How powerful is that? And that's why I thought it was really a, you know, great timing to bring this up at a new year, because a lot of people, typically myself included, will think about things I want to do this year, things I want to change, things I want to do differently, things I want to improve on, maybe things I want to stop doing. And if I find myself having problems staying consistent with that and making progress, it's a great reminder that oftentimes the problem isn't you. It's that you don't have the right systems in place to support that. Now, he also says in his book, you do not rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. I'm going to repeat that. You do not rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. And when I work with women inside of the Top Program or even inside, especially inside the Planapalooza community, in there, we really work towards, you know, if you have a long-term goal, a project, something you're working on, the key to success isn't the fact that you wrote the goal down. The key to success isn't the fact that you've created a plan to get yourself there. The key to success is what systems have you put in place that support all the activities that you need to do to get there. So many people are really good at setting goals and breaking them down and maybe even getting a plan in place. But if you don't have the foundational systems, chances are, again, you're going to fall to the level of your systems. So let's talk about some examples here. I've used this one before, but I think it's a perfect way to think about it. Let's say you are starting off the new year with maybe wanting to declutter some things. So let's talk about maybe a closet. That's a perfect example, right? Maybe you've opened your closet door and you're like, I cannot take it anymore. It is cluttered. Things are, you know, out of control. And you can go do some research and find a ton of great advice out there on the internet of what you can do to go in and get your closet under control. So a lot of people will recommend take everything out of your closet, right? And then quote, edit it, meaning as you're taking stuff out before it goes back in, ask yourself, is this something I really want? And then you're placing it back in your closet, nicely organized. Maybe you choose to put your clothes up by season. Maybe you choose to group them together by color, whatever works for you. There's lots of right ways to do that. So now you open your closet door and you have this beautiful looking closet. But if you don't have an underlying system of what you are doing every day when you go in there to take clothes out or when you do laundry and put stuff back in, guess what's going to happen? Several months down the road, you're going to open that closet door and it's probably going to be an absolute clutter disaster again because you haven't established the underlying systems of how to keep your closet the way you want it to look. Now, let's talk about another example. A lot of people will start the new year saying, okay, I'm going to start drinking X amount of glasses of water a day, right? I see this one a lot. So you're wanting to get into a new habit of consuming more water for health reasons. But again, if all you do is say, okay, I'm going to drink, 8 glasses of water a day or X amount of ounces of water a day, and maybe you've even got a little chart to check it off, you might do really well the first couple of days. But if you don't have a system in place that supports the goal of the amount of water that you're drinking, it's probably going to fall off after a couple days. Now, you might be thinking, what would a system look like for drinking water, right? That's very different than keeping a closet organized. Well, sometimes systems can be all related to what's referred to as habit stacking. This is, again, another great technique that James covers in his book, Atomic Habits, where a system for drinking water might be every time I do X, something that you're already doing in your life every day, I will drink X amount of ounces of water. So maybe you say, every time I eat a meal or a snack, I'm going to drink 10 ounces of water. So you are creating a system that is supporting your goal, right? And so when we learn how to create underlying systems that set us up to achieve whatever goal, new routine, new habit, et cetera, that is what is going to dramatically increase the likelihood of you making those things a reality. So what types of systems I gave some examples here with the closet, but now I want to talk about what systems are needed to help you turn your plan into a reality. Because at the start of a new year, and again, we even did this in Planapalooza, I've got a great plan for what I want to see happen in 2024, specific things, specific dates by which I want to see those done, etc. But those are not going to happen if I don't have systems around weekly planning, quarterly planning, and monthly planning. Because all of those work together to actually start to create the systems to make that plan a reality. Because if you just have, all right, here's everything I want to achieve this year in 2024, when we're actually talking about this, and you know these are the milestones by which I want to see that, but you don't have systems in place every week and every month that actually support you putting the specific activities into your plan for the week or for the month on specific dates and specific times, chances are, 90 days are going to go by. You're going to be rolling into Q2 and you're going to go, oh man, I'm already feeling way behind. Now, if you are brand new to planning and you're like, I don't know what a system looks like for weekly planning or for monthly planning, then I really encourage you to take some time here at the new year and dig in and learn about my signature program, the TOP program. TOP stands for Time Management, Organization, and Productivity. And inside of this program is where you learn how to master weekly and monthly planning. So I invite you to head on over to www.thetopprogram.com thetopprogram.com. And in there, I've got a video that you can check out. And then I also tell you everything about the TOP program as well, so that you can start to see how these systems will 100% help you achieve your goals for the year. Because remember, and I quote from James again, you do not rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems. So let's put some systems in place here in 2024 and make this year one that you are really proud of. Getting on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. If you want one-tap access to all of my training and current top podcasts, go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Pink Bee app. It's one word, the Pink Bee. It is jam-packed with simple yet powerful tips and strategies to get you out of overwhelm and into harmony. And if you have a question you want me to cover on a future episode, go to iTunes and ask your question in the podcast review section. And while you're there, don't forget to leave a 5-star review.